Okay, let's quickly review Yuma Daf Yud. At the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara tries to identify different nations that are spoken about in Psukim. B'nai Yefes, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavin, Tovel, Meshach, Vatiras, and it goes through who the different nations are that are being referred to in each of these Psukim. The Gemara talks about the what's called an Ir HaGadolah. The Ir HaGadolah must be a reference to Nineveh. The Gemara talks about Yelidei HaAnak, who the giants are and exactly what the giants were able to do, Shemesimus Arts Kishchisos, that they were able to turn the land into ruins whenever they would step on something. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us that Rome, ultimately, Asida Para Shatipal Biad Romi, Persia will fall in the hands of Rome. First, Asida Romi Shatipal Biad Paras Kalvachomer. The Rabbi Barbar Chana says that Romi is going to fall to Paras as a Kalvachomer. If the Mikdash Rishon, which was destroyed by the Kisdiim, and the Kisdiim fell to the Parsiim, so the Mikdash Sheni, which was built by the Parsiim and the Romans destroyed it, so for sure the Romans will fall at the hands of the Parsiim. But Rav held no, that Paras is going to fall in the hands of the Romans. So the Gemara at first said, how does that make any sense? That Benuye Beyad Sturei, people who build the Beis HaMikdash are going to fall at the hands of people who destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's not fair. So the Gemara says, yeah, either Gzeres Melechi, or no, you should realize that they weren't Bonim either. They also destroyed, the Persians also destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because they also destroy shuls, and shuls are a mikdash ma'at. The Gemara then discusses the brisa about where we have mezuzos in the Beis HaMikdash complex. So kol lish halishcha shayiba mikdash lo hayilen mezuzah chutz milishchas parhedrin shayiba beis dira l'koin gadol. Only the lishchas parhedrin had a mezuzah because that was a beis dira. So Rabbi Yehuda responds to that. What do you mean? There were a lot of lishchas in the Beis HaMikdash that had a beis dira and still were not chayiv in mezuzah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, the lishchas parhedrin has a mezuzah, but not because it's a beis dira, but rather it only needs a mezuzah because of a gezeira, that otherwise people will say that it's like the Kohen Gadol is in jail. So we don't want people to look negatively on the Kohen Gadol situation throughout the course of the week, so therefore it has a mezuzah, but not because it's a beis dira. On a beis, the Gemara discusses, what about a sukkah? Does a sukkah require a mezuzah? So we said, b'shiva dukulyam l'pligid mechayva. Throughout the Abaye, it said, throughout sukkahs, everyone agrees that it's chayv and mezuzah. They only argue the rest of the year. The Rabbanan say we're gozer the rest of the year atu sukkahs, and Rebbe says we're not gozer. So I'm sorry, that was in terms of the lishchas parhedrin, where they have that machlokas. But by sukkahs hachag, Rava says, Rava disagrees with the Baye, Rava says, b'shar yemos hashanah, when it comes to sukkah throughout the rest of the year, everyone agrees it's definitely potter from mezuzah. The whole machlokas is a sukkah on sukkahs, that Rabbi Yehuda would say that diras keva be'inan, that a sukkah on sukkahs has to be a diras keva, and therefore it has enough kviyas to be chayiv in mezuzah. The Rabbanan say no, diras arai be'inan, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So it turns out that the opinions are reversed from lishchas parhedrin to the halacha of sukkah. That Rabbi Yehuda says sukkah does need a mezuzah, but lishchas parhedrin midaraisa doesn't. The Rabbanan say lishchas parhedrin midaraisa does, but a sukkah does not.